You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I just have to say, what in the world is going on with the weather?
I know.
What is with this 70 degree stuff?
I love that the the news forecasters, they try to tease the upcoming weather report, before commercial. Hey, we got a cold front coming in. We got a cold front coming in for this Sunday. And then you watch the report and the cold front is 60 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. We're going to be freezing our butts off.
We're something like 20 degrees above normal. And that's not really going to change. It's going to be a little cooler tomorrow. But 70 today and then right back to 70 on Wednesday. So
a lot of 70s, man. And then like 69. So we'll be dancing around it,
At least Jeremy paid me for the first snow bet. I still have yet to see my dollar from Mr. Joshua.
Really?
All right. Anyway, so yeah, enjoy your 70 degree Cyber Monday. We'll talk about cyber deals here.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit later.
A lot of stats and warnings.
So, what the hey, we did not do a Thanksgiving meal on Thursday. We did ours on Saturday this time.
It's all right.
It is. It's fine. And the whole idea was that it was going to be even, cut back a lot. But no, it ended up being a pretty full table anyway. But, with Gretchen's daughter now really tight with her boyfriend. She went over to the boyfriend's house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so Gretch just made the executive decision. She's like, I'm just going to wait until Saturday then. And so I honestly couldn't even tell you what I ate on Thursday on Thanksgiving Day. I don't even remember.
Sandwich.
I think I had a bowl of cereal in the morning. And then, maybe a sandwich or something later. Maybe chicken and rice or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
nothing major. The only other thing I would report on is I did watch all three parts of that big Disney Channel Beatles Get Back session thing.
How many times did you doze off?
Yeah. You know what? I was trying to share a quick review with my son through text, and I said it was total of 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Should have maybe been five.
Pretty long.
And I told him, I said, if you're not a really hardcore fan, you've got to consider it boring as hell. Now, sure. I didn't, because I'm so intimately familiar with all of those songs that watching them come together from nothing was fascinating to me. But then when you take a step back, you realize it's Peter Jackson directing it. He makes everything bloated, right? He took all of his movies, Lord of the Rings stuff. The original Lord of the Rings had like seven endings. So he's like a specialist on bloating things, and it should never have been 8 hours. That's my opinion. Others disagree, but...
I got about 45 minutes into the first episode. I might dive back into it a little bit more. You kind of get the gist of it. I'm like, okay. The thing I found weird about it was it, about by 30, 45 minutes in, you forget that this footage is so old. You just kind of feel like you're watching some guys rehearse and practice, and, you forget that this footage is old. These guys were young. I mean, they're old now, and you just kind of... I don't know how to explain it, but you just kind of wipe that from your mind. You're just kind of watching a band rehearse.
Yeah.
And it kind of loses its specialness after about 45 minutes. So I felt.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I mean, it's funny to think, you see Ringo up there playing the drums and to think that he's over 80 years old now.
Yeah.
He's over 80. I mean, it's strange. But anyway, it was still good to see. I just wish it hadn't been so long. Mm-hmm. The rooftop concert part is still
pretty
fun.
Good, huh?
It's still fun.
All right.
So,
especially
when the cops come to shut them down. I mean, they've got a lot of... If you do anything, Jeremy, just forward to that.
Okay.
Because the police officers in the lobby trying to be so patient, and they kept saying things like, is this necessary? Is this necessary? Is it necessary that they make this much noise? Which is how people have described our show before.
Right, sure.
So, anyway, what about you? Anything special?
Just a fun little Thanksgiving break. We ate a bunch. Had a little tiny get-together at my parents' house. It wasn't anything huge this year. Birthday was great. Had a nice little birthday over the break. Nicole and I started gathering supplies for our bathroom remodel downstairs that I'm going to be diving into, which is always a headache with differing opinions when it comes to you know, style and everything she's looking up online that she wants me to match, and I don't like it.
I'll say it again. Remodeling a house is, I think, in the top five of causes for divorce.
And we're pretty good about it, but yeah, there was a few times we butt heads over tile this past week. So, and then I actually dove into getting rid of a bunch of stuff in our basement. We've had a few Goodwill piles down in the basement for a while.
What?
I know. And I was like, you know what? Instead of, you know, getting rid of this, just handing it over, I'm going to dabble in Nextdoor. And I threw a bunch of stuff on Nextdoor over the past week, and it went super quick. And I think I found the sweet spot for little knickknacks, tchotchkes, you know, pictures. Mm-hmm. The sweet spot to get rid of all that stuff is about $7. $7, because $5 almost seems like it's too cheap and it's junk. $10, people feel like, it's a little too expensive for something used. The amount of stuff I sold for $7 was a ton. Just a ton of stuff. And
give me an example.
And they didn't
of
even
something
haggle.
That would go for $7.
Well, I just sold like a lot of pictures. I had some old Denver pictures that sold.
A picture of Denver.
Pictures of Denver. Like a jingle bell wreath. A wreath that was made out of bells. $7. And I usually would throw things on there for $7, thinking people would be like, I'll give you $5, and I'd be fine with $5. But nobody tried to talk me down. It was all $7. Great. Put it out front. I'll be there soon. Multiple things for $7. So I don't know if there's something psychological there that is like a, you know, if you're thinking about the lucky $7 or if it is kind of in that sweet spot of it's not junk, but it's not great. It's just right at $7.
That's interesting.
But I encourage people to try that out. $7, man. You
the
can get
$7
rid of anything,
price tag.
Anything at all, man. But no, we had a good break. It was really good. The kids had a good time. And it just, wow, we get up early. After a week off, you kind of realize that 3:30 alarm is early, isn't it?
I'll tell you what's funny about that is I've always told you that I'm a night owl by nature.
Yeah.
And it gets bad because I was up till 1 o'clock most of the nights we were off.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is just, and I start thinking, boy, that Sunday is going to be difficult for me.
It's coming, yeah.
Because I'm a midnight, 1 a.m. kind of guy.
Me too. I like staying up late. And when that thing went off today, I was like, oh my God, what are we doing?
What is this life decision I have made?
I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel you, dog. I always said that, that what I really should do is move to England. And still do the morning show in Denver because I wouldn't go on the air until like 1 p.m. England
sure,
time, roughly.
Yeah. And then my joke of I should have been a firefighter really doesn't work in this case because those guys are up at all hours of the night doing stuff.
Right. You never know when the alarm bell is going to sound.
I remember my dad coming home after a shift and just sleeping like the whole day. So those are crazy hours.
Yeah.
But they have their own calendar. So.
Yeah, but you
they
couldn't
do that. They do have
that
going for them.
You couldn't do that because although you might have the physique, you won't take your shirt off.
That's true.
So
I'd be the only guy in the calendar with a shirt on.
Yeah, you have like a parka on over everything.